from Metairie, Wayne. You're on WWL. Hey, Wayne.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, we don't want to speak about age because I'm 65, but I remember you 50 years ago speaking at Chalmette High School.
Yeah, wow, I did a lot of those appearances. Humble. Yeah, I made a lot of those appearances back in the day.
So, I mean, I got like three different points, but the first one is, what do you really call free speech? Because I understand it's not fair to tell foreigners they can't go to Harvard, but look at the ones that are protesting. If you want to come from another country, keep your mouth shut and just learn your lessons, get your degree, go back to your own country and be rich. But these people are taking over libraries. They're threatening the Jews. And do you read the Bible? Have you ever read the Bible?
Well, you know, I have not. I have not
asked it that way.
Yeah, I've not read it cover to cover. I've not read everything in the Bible. I have my favorite spots, but I would say that I've read enough of the Bible to understand the concept of the Bible in general.
Well, I've read it, and I have Palestinian friends, but the Bible says more than three times they had to annihilate the Palestinians because they were vicious, they were crazy, and that's why certain countries just got rid of them. And from what I hear, Russia got them to come back. But getting back to my second point is schools. Now, you're saying, you know, what they're teaching in Oklahoma, people don't have to believe it. I personally thought that the election was stolen, but that's just my opinion, you know. But look at some of the places. Three of my grandchildren now are going to Catholic schools because they had, in the middle of the year, liberal school teachers that came in and told my grandson, you can be whatever you want to be, but you can't say a boy or a girl or she or he. You can be whatever you want to be. So you know what he told us? He said, you really can be whatever you want to be? She said, yeah. Why? He said, well, I want to be a giraffe. So he got reprimanded from it, and then one of the girls said something derogatory to him, but just saying that. But look at the guy that wanted to be vice president. Putting tampons in men and children's bathrooms. I could see the girls' bathroom.
Oh,
and then a boys' bathroom.
Yeah. I hope you didn't believe that story about litter boxes in the bathrooms in schools, did you?
Or the tampon story for
yeah,
that
the I mean, these are. Well, no, you know, you're those. A lot of those stories are fake news, Wayne. They're not. They didn't happen. But you believed it because I guess you wanted to. You heard it from a source that was lying to you.
My last question to you.
You heard it from a source that was trying to rile you up.
Do you think the country would be better if Kamala Harris?
That's not the question. That doesn't make true the stories that you're pushing that are not true, and that's not the question. The question is, if somebody's president, they need to do the right thing, and the party that is behind the president needs to do the right thing. And this doesn't have anything to do with whether or not Harris would be better. That's not the question. I mean, that's a question. But that's a way of whataboutism. Well, would she have been better? Well, that doesn't address the fact that you've been brainwashed into believing things that aren't true. And I know some of these stories look credible, but some of these stories are simply not true. And yet they're created for the purpose of riling people up on the right. And there are people on the right who are easily riled up. But it doesn't make it right, and it doesn't make these things true. And we're here to do the best we can to explain what is right and what is wrong and what is true and what is not true.
And just to kind of quickly just go back in time, just a few months to 2024 when Tampon Tim kind of became this thing that people started calling Tim Walz, the Minnesota State Legislature passed a bill that says we're going to provide free, you know, tampons and pads for, you know, young women in schools. Then there was an amendment offered by Republicans that said, well, you can only put them in girls' restrooms. That amendment failed and Tim Walz signed the bill. Tim Walz did not mandate that there have to be tampons in every men's room in the state of Minnesota. Tim Walz did not leave his desk at the governor's office with a fistful of tampons and stick them into the cabinets in every men's room in every high school in Minnesota. It's just this weird zombie lie that people still keep telling because they think it's fun and delightful to say tampon Tim because of the alliteration.
But it's just a stupid rumor. But Ian,
they
wanted to believe it. They want to believe that's true because they want to use anything they can to damage the Democrats. Hell, the Democrats damage themselves. You don't have to work that hard to damage the Democratic Party. They're doing that to themselves. But this is used as information because I hate liberals. I hate liberals. I want them to die. I hate them. I want to do anything I can to damage them. So, yes, let's spread this story about tampons. These stories, and we saw this happen live on the air this week when somebody called the show about something, and it was a story that was concocted. It was a response. It was a defensive response to President Trump accepting the jet. There was a false story out there about the Clintons accepting a helicopter when he was president. It wasn't true. But a guy called this show and criticized me for having a double standard because I mentioned Trump, but I didn't mention that. And so we happened to witness this on the air, this guy promoting this false story. And this was created by the conservative media. I mean, I can't believe that so many Americans are not thinking for themselves, and they're accepting total BS from the conservative echo chamber.